So last week, we brought up again, we're trying to have them as be standalone shiurim, but connected. So last week, we brought up one of the most famous events in Jewish history. Changed the course of Jewish history. When was that? On Erev Pesach, that came out on a Shabbos. Erev Pesach came out on a Shabbos. And for some reason, we discussed by the Yerushalmi, the leaders of the generation, the Bnei B'Seira, had no idea what they were supposed to do. What's the question? It's a carbon Pesach that's normally slaughtered Erev Pesach. Slaughtering is a violation of Shabbos. Are you allowed to slaughter a carbon Pesach on Shabbos itself? Erev Pesach, are you allowed to slaughter it on Shabbos? They didn't know what to do. So what happened was they were asked around, very nice move. They said, does anyone know what to do over here? Some reason everyone doesn't know. And then what happened was they said Hillel came down from Babylonia, and he was Mesharesh Shmai Vavtali, who were the leaders of the generation. We added on, they added on a detail, Gedolei Hador. And therefore, they said, yes, you can do it on Shabbos. And therefore, we slaughter on Shabbos. Pesach, the Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. The halacha is, we slaughter the animal. Where'd they learn it from? They learned it from a Kavachoymer or a Gzereshova from the Pasuk. Guess what? This week's Parsha. That's why we have to continue with this. This week's Parsha says, Ve'yedah b'shem ha'shalema. What happened was, as we spoke about numerous times in this class, during the 40 years of the desert, according to many of the Rishonim, they only offered one Karban Pesach. When? The first year in the desert. Let's go through the basic history again. The Jews left Mitzrayim on Pesach. The Jews got the Torah on Shavuos. That's all easy right now. Then there's three sets of 40 days. That's Yom Kippur. They started collecting on Sukkot for the Mishkan. And the Mishkan's built, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, almost a year after they left. A year minus 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, this week's Parsha, 2 weeks later, is now the first and only time, according to most Rishonim, that they brought a Karban Pesach in the desert. The rest of the time they didn't, and we had multiple shiurim on why not. Now, what happened when they did it? There were a couple people who could not do it. The Torah is vague. We don't have to go into the details because it's not so important. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we didn't do it. What do we do now? Now we got the rules that, guess what? Karban Pesach, one of the only mitzvahs that has a backup plan, a makeup test. If you didn't shake lulav on Sukkot, you can't shake lulav on Chanukah. They're irrelevant. You can't do anything after the time. Karban Pesach is the only one, one of the only ones that has a makeup exam. If you miss Karban Pesach for specific reasons, you then have a Pesach Sheni a month later. That's in this week's Parsha. It says, Ve'edabah Shem HaShlema. Didn't know what to do. Dabah B'nei Yisrael. Tell the Jews. This is in Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes. Tes Tes, 9-9. And it says, Ba'chodesh HaSheni, on the second month, because that's what, it's a month later. We're still, right now we're talking during the first month. This event is happening during the first month of the second year. 1 year after they left. Saying next month, by the way, on the 14th day of the month, you're allowed to do it. Bepashtus, there's a lot of details about the Rambam. There are only, as we said, two mitzvahs essays that if you don't do it, it's a negative, a non-action, inactive. If you don't do it, you get karas. Most of the time, you violate a mitzvah essay, it's not as strict because it's not doing something. You didn't put on tefillin. You didn't eat matzah. Karban Pesach and Mila are the two exceptions. If you don't do those, not inactive, karis. Again, the kid himself, not the father by Mila. And Karban Pesach will depend on the situation. And according to almost all, if you then bring a Karban Pesach Sheni, you wiped away the original Pesach karis. So you would be sitting there, machlekes Rambam Ravid, for about a month with karis hanging over your head because you didn't bring a Karban Pesach. But then you get the Karban Pesach Sheni, you wipe it out. When the father doesn't mala his kid, right. He only misviolated an essay. I don't want to sound like it's nothing, but it's nothing for this conversation. When the child turns 13, now becomes an adult, if he doesn't do it on his own, he gets cursed. Vachloikas Rambam Arayva, what that exactly means. The two Rambam Arayvas might be connected. I just said a minute ago, if anyone's paying attention, but yes. When do we know if it's Chayav Kars? It depends. Vachloikas Rambam Arayva. Are you Chayav Kars right now and you could remove it? Or you're not Chayav Kars until the guy dies without Milo? But there is a Karis punishment hanging. Is it hanging right now or hanging futuristically? Hilchas Mila will get to it eventually. Same thing by Pesach. After the Pesach passes and the guy didn't bring a carbon Pesach, he has 1 month. So either it's hanging over his head, he has to remove it, or when he gets to there and it starts up. That's how Mila and Pesach work. You have to go through all the reasons why you missed one and missed two. And that will depend on which reason you're going to go with. So if you missed both, and then you got to figure out why you missed, you're going to get Karis sometimes. That's a machloek, because we're showing, is it chal in 30 days, or is it chal now, and you take it off? You have a better case. By Mila, we go to machloek's Rambam Ravid. Machloek's Rambam Ravid is like this. The guy's 13 years old, and he says, I'm not doing a Mila. We know if he dies without a Mila, Karis for sure. Machloek is the Karis only chal when he dies at 80 years old, or is it chal now at 13? What's the difference? Very simple. The difference is the guy's 25 years old, and he has an injury, and now he cannot do a Mila. he became ineligible for a milah. He was in an accident by Maven Yavin. So if you hold that the original karis starts at day 13, and you have a chance to remove it until you turn 80. And now what happened? What happened was he was a car accident, God forbid, and he can't have a milah anymore. Too bad. But if you hold that it's not chal until he turns 80 years old, so from 13 to 25, in Echanami, he has a futuristic. And then he becomes injured, he's like an oinus. Chapter Perek Test. Vaydabasham Moshe Mabibrasini, which they never did before. Bashana Hashenis in the second year, as we said. Let's say left Egypt. We're about almost a year later. Beretz Mitzrayim Bachodesh Rishon and Nisan a year later. Lamer. The Yasu Bnei Yisrael is a Pesach b'moyadoi. They should make a Pesach in its appointed time. What does it mean, in its appointed time mean? So, to the Gemara says, that Hillel, from Shmaya Vavtalion, told the Bnei Yisrael, that b'moyadoi means, in its appointed time means, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. So you, Bnei Yisrael, weren't sure. You weren't sure. When Erev Pesach comes out on a Shabbos, what do? We know we slaughter certain animals. What is a carbon Pesach? I don't know what to do with it. They didn't know. So they told him there's a pasuk in the Torah that says it, but my adai. That's the Gemara there. They were so impressed, the Bnei Seira, at Hillel learning from Shmaya Vavtalion, who were Gerim we spoke about. They said, you know what? We abdicate. That's the word, abdicate. We step aside from our Nesias. We're no longer the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Hillel, you take over. So a massive day in Jewish history when they stepped aside based on a pasuk in this week's parasha. What? The word, but my adai. But now we have to do basic math. Here it says like this, we spoke about it. This is in Psachim, Pei Zayin Amabez. Pei Zayin Amabez says like this. Amalei Rav Chaviva Mechuznoi Ravashi. Toshma. One of the most amazing days in history also. And we learned about it in last week's parasha. And it says like this. So what happened that we remember? It's basic again. We're now starting this day, the first day of Nisan, 1 year after they left Egypt. And when did they build the Mishkan? They built the Mishkan for the 7 days at the end of Adar. Every day, Moshe Rabbeinu put it up, took it down, put it up, took it down, put it up, took it down. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it now stays. What did we learn in last week's parasha? We had 12 days of parties. Started with Nachshon Ben Aminadav. He was the first one to bring special sacrifices. On when? The first day of the month of Nisan. And then it went the second day, the third day, till the 12th of Nisan. That was what was going on because of the inauguration process of the Mishkan. So that what was the first day? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That wasn't only Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara says like this, 87b, Toshma. He's quoting a Pasuk, 26, I think it's earlier though. Yeah, in Shemois, but it's all about the inauguration. Tashma v'ibechoidesh arishin. It was in the first month. B'shana Hashenis of the second year. Be'echav achoidesh. That means Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year. Hukam ha-mishkan. The Mishkan was put up for good. Again, it went up and down for 7 days. But what? How impressive was Rosh Chodesh Nisan day year two in the Midbar? Oisayoyim notal eser ataris. That day took upon itself 10 separate crowns. And by the way, Tamasha right away says, even though it says 10, even though I'm going to list you 10 in the Gemara, you should know it's much, much more. And the Mashal discusses too long for now why the Gemara quoted these 10 and not others. But much more is about to occur. We're only going to do a few of them because otherwise it'll take us an hour. Tana. Rishon Lemaisa Bereshis. English. The first day of creation. You know what day of the week it was? Sunday. So when it says it was the first of the month, we'll get that in a second, it also was the first day of the week. Rishon Lenesiim. I just told you what that means. The first of the 12 Nesiim. Now off it. So Nachshon Ben Aminadav was Sunday. Right? First, that's number two. Number three, it was the first day of Kahuna. That meant until now, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. If they weren't Kahanim, this is the first day the Mishkan goes up. Now Kahanim. Number four, Rishon La'avoda. All but fifth, Rishon Liridus Eish. The Eish came down. Another Vaviyu got killed. Special fire. Then it says, Rishon La'chilas Kachem. And it quotes a bunch of things here that happened. And then the last one is, by the way, it was the first of the months of the year. Fine. So that means like this. Year two in the desert, when the Yidden are putting up the Mishkan, the last 7 days of Adar, it's up and down. For Shchodesh Nisan, the Mishkan stays up. Then starts the 12 Nesiim. This day is an unbelievable day in Jewish history. That 10 crowns came down, which we say is more. Simple question, not looking at a guy named whose name sounds like Lark. But let me ask you something, because anyone should know this. Anyone should know this. If Sunday is the first of the month, Sunday is the first of the month, when is the 14th of the month? Shabbos, right? If Sunday is number one, 14 is Shabbos. Quick math. So that means what? The 14th of the month was Shabbos, right? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell the Jews right here to do? The one time in the desert the Jews are told to bring a carbon Pesach was that year. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them what? Bring a carbon Pesach. When is he telling them to bring? B'moyadai. We don't even need the B'moyadai. Because according to this Gemara, let's say B'moyadai means they didn't know a drasha. You don't have to know a drasha. Everyone knows every drasha in the world. You don't know drashas. So let's go through basic history. Aleph Beis in history. If day one was Rosh Chodesh, then day 14 was Shabbos. That was the only time probably during the Midbar that they brought a carbon Pesach, which means on the carbon Pesach was slaughtered on the 14th of Nisan, which was a Shabbos. So the B'nai B'Serah should have known basic history. The B'nai B'Serah, this is the Kasha, by the way, not my Kasha. Most people think it's an Achrenish Kasha. It's actually the Rish, the Rekeach quotes a Rishon asking this, by the way. There's a Rishon, the Rekeach quotes Rabbi Nisimcha, and he says Avakasha. B'nei B'seira, you don't know Drosh, it's okay, you didn't learn Yeshiva. But you know basic history, the carbon Pesach in the desert was brought on Shabbos. So why did the B'nei B'seira know this halacha? So you're going to say correctly almost, I'm not saying almost, it's yes and no, that it's going to have to be that the B'nei B'seira said, wait a second, we knew the history of the world. But there's a reason why the carbon Pesach in the desert wouldn't be good enough for us. That means we know in the carbon Pesach they violated Shabbos to slaughter the animal. On Shabbos, they slaughtered the animal in the desert for carbon Pesach. Why don't we know carbon Pesach 1,000 years later? X. You didn't come up with an X yet. You only said the reason. We know that. For now, we're going to have to come up with why would the carbon Pesach in the desert have been different than all the other carbon Pesach? The rest of the B'nai B'Seir, so we know what we're talking about. So what we, again, so the kasha is simple. Why didn't the B'nai B'Seira know from the story in the Chumash, Pasha Chumash? The Lashon of the Gemara here is, I didn't say it before, because it's a chiddush to say this, and in history there's a big zach. The Gemara here is a Brisa in Seder Olam. When it says Tana, all these things that a Tana said. There are those, not, I'm talking about a while ago, Rav Tzadik even quotes it. There are those that want to say, not a chiddush, the B'nai B'Seira weren't mechuyev to know every Brisa. They don't have to, we'll say it's Gemara, they don't have to know every Gemara. Or the Kenzan, they argue that Gemara. They don't have to go with that Gemara, maybe not. We're learning Pasha Kapshuta, which we hold today. We hold today what? Rosh Chodesh Nisan came out on a Sunday, and Nachshaman and Nadav, and the whole 10 crowns. They don't know. Maybe there were 10 different crowns. Maybe they don't hold the 10 crowns at all. It was not on a Sunday. Because in the Midbar, they didn't know the Halacha. And just, it sounds wild, but Rav Tzadik makes a tremendous diak. Because Rav Tzadik says that there's Torah ban halacha, halacha zu, this law, nesalma mibnei b'seir, they forgot the halacha. Forgot the halacha. Pamachas, it says the whole thing, and then it says they call down Hillel, and then it says the lashon, shachu v'layadu. I don't see it right in front of me right now, but it's a lashon. It's a double phrase. It says shachu, they forgot, v'layadu, they didn't know. So Rav Tzadik says, what's a double phrase? If you were in the Gemara, it's $1 billion. They forgot and they didn't know? So he said they forgot the history, they weren't sure. The Loyodu didn't know the Brisa. That's what he wants to say. So answer number one, by the way, the easiest answer to get away with. But answer number three, in a Kalami, they don't agree or don't know it. But again, we have a simple kasha. If in the desert, the one time they brought a carbon was on Erev Pesach, basically like this. When was Erev Pesach Chol Yesh Shabbos occur the first time? In the Midbar. So then why did B'nai B'Seira have a problem? That's the basic question, right? So we'll go through a couple of the answers, not all of them, because we'll run out of time. So we'll go a Chiddushik answer that I thought someone here was going to say. Chiddush answer is that. Let's go through the story again. The Jews in the desert were given carbon Pesach Rishon. Halachas carbon Pesach Rishon. Then a couple people couldn't do it. Whatever reason, they couldn't do it. Not details, irrelevant. And now they come for the Moshe Rabbeinu. Not fair. Now, normally the question would be not fair what? Let's say, like Israel was saying. Let's say a guy's honest. Let's say a guy was an Ovel, during Hanukkah. Or he was in a golf, but he was in a hospital. He had surgery. He didn't have so he'll come back. He didn't daven. He didn't do Esrei. Any myths in the world. The guy was unavailable. And he comes over to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, it's not fair. You know what you tell him? Okay, too bad. I don't know what you say. It depends how nice you are. You either say too bad or you say not fair. Or you hug the guy. Like, what's the difference? Who cares? Everyone misses. A guy comes over and says, you know what? I had a stomachache. I couldn't put on film today. Okay, no, I don't know. Over here, they came over to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Loma Negara, why do we lose? Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, okay, that's life. You know, people miss mitzvahs. That's what are you going to do? Never a guy born without hands doesn't put on tefillin. Loma Negara, I don't know. Go ask God, what are the duras? Because Baruch Hu came with a special chiddush. A special chiddush of what? Of carbon Pesach Sheni. That was not agreed, according to Gemara, if not for these people, there would be no Pesach Sheni in the Torah. If Pump came out, it was Pesach Sheni. First of all, why they say it, and then why in Echanami? Now, in Eina Chanami, you could say a very tefal on this here. When the carbon Pesach Rishon was given in the desert, before we knew the halachas of carbon Pesach Sheni, it didn't exist yet. We know what to do. At that point in time, you could say that if carbon Pesach comes out on Shabbos, slaughter on Shabbos. Why? There's only one shot. One shot, do it on Shabbos. Carbon Pesach, big zach, karis, big zach. Only later on, this is what B'nai B'Seira is saying. B'nai B'Seira is saying, listen, we know the laws. We know history. We know what happened in the desert. You know why the desert doesn't count? Because the Pesach Rishon in the desert never had a Pesach Sheni option. We have a Pesach Sheni option. So if you have a Pesach Sheni option, maybe not. So now, Hillel came along and said, Enochanami is still the same thing. But the reason why the desert is not a proof, that was the point. Why is the desert Pesach Rishon not a proof that Erev Pesach, Chol Yesh B'Shabbos, slaughter the animal? Answer number one. Answer number one is, they don't agree with the whole thing. That's an answer. Answer number two of Lomdus is that when the Pesach, it's a Chiddush Neira. That means you're reading the Torah as is. So when the Torah was being given and it said, of course, Pesach Rishon, Yedoy Chashabbos, that's what has to happen. Yeah, when there's no option B. But as soon as the Torah then had two people come forward, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what? New game in town. If you have a problem with number one, you can bring number two. So now we could always do number two. You're asking a different question. There's multiple questions about Pesach. Historically speaking, what's the schedule? So we had a 20...
13 and 100.
So the question is, the B'nai B'Seira, Shami asked this question. Rabbi Sherry didn't, I mean, they don't have to know that many years. If it's 13 out of 100, you figure it's every 8 years, right? The basic math. So every 8 years, so how, the Bnei B'Seri were how old? Four? I can't say, right? So why did the Bnei B'Seri just say, wait a second, I remember what I did last time. It's a wild thing, right? So why did they remember? That's a different kasha. So it's a kasha, why did they remember? There's a lot of kashas. But we're asking one simple kasha from the Rishonim. Why didn't they know the history of Pesach in the desert?
Was it considered a carbon yachid?
So that would have been excellent. Excellent, but guess what? You are half right. You're on the right track like he was. But then shouldn't the carbon pesach in the desert have the same issue? All the other kabbalists are a carbon tiba for sure. But they say we weren't sure about a carbon pesach, but the carbon tiba, carbon yachid.
Oh, carbon pesach.
Yes, but that wouldn't answer why they didn't learn from the desert. The carbon pesach has aspects that make it a carbon tiber and make it a carbon yachid. That, by the way, that was part, according to many, that's part of the question. We're just saying whatever that was is going to be the same thing in the desert. That happens to be the Zer Avram, the son-in-law of Rav Meir Simcha, in the Zer Emes project. He says chiddush atzim, but he goes with this gang that carbon pesach has two aspects to it. There's an aspect carbon yachid, aspect carbon tiber, and in the desert was only a carbon tiber dikadin. So the Bnei B'Seri said, listen, we know a carbon pesach tiber dikadin, but we don't have a carbon tiber dikadin now. In the desert, that was a tiber, that was only tiber dikadin. We have both. Are you doich Shabbos in both? That's his chiddush. He wants to say happens to be the Meshech Chochmah. That's a shver. The Meshech Chochmah disagrees with this Yisoid. And the Meshech Chochmah doesn't openly say he disagrees. He says a fascinating thing. IQ question, trivial pursuit question. What's the greatest miracle of the desert? 40 years. What was the greatest miracle?
Mon.
He says something. I can say something.
I'm not his brother. Or...
What's the greatest miracle? Well, Be'er. Listen, you come up with 100 answers. The Meshech Chochmah in this week's Parsha says... In this week's parasha says, listen, pay attention, there were 600,000 men that had to bring a Korban Pesach. Everyone has a chiv to bring a Korban Pesach. How many Kahanim were there at that moment in time? The one time in the desert. No other Kahanim yet. Pilchus is not around yet. It's later on. How many Kahanim?
What do you mean men? Right?
Three. How many Korban Pesach do you think there were in the desert? How many? Kahanim, he tells you, Meshachachma says, let's go 100,000. Meshachachma says, there were three Kahanim, Aaron and his two sons alive. And they had to do the whole avodah of the carbon pesach in how much time? How much time? You have to start after chatzos.
3.5 hours.
Let's say we're going to slaughter 100,000. I don't know if you need bayanak. Bayanak, is that what it's called? Meshech Chochmah, this week's parasha, said it's the greatest miracle.
No, the slaughter.
He said it doesn't understand when nobody talks about it. He answers this question with this point. I haven't seen it. I think he says that this is the biggest miracle. I'm 99% sure. The Meshech Chochmah says, since it's impossible, but it says like this, the Meshech Chochmah says that in the desert, and it was Shabbos, he's answering the kasha. They only slaughtered the animal. And they had an assembly line, and he said it's a massive miracle. He said, but the Emarim that have to go up at the Mizbeach, they waited till Matzah Shabbos. Because they were bare minimum on time, 3 hours, they were bare minimum, what are we going to do? Too many animals. So they did the bare minimum. The Bnei B'Seri wanted to know, later on, we have a lot of Kahanim here in the base of Mikdash. We have, I don't know, pick a number. So we don't have the same limitation on time. So we want to know if nowadays, when we slaughter the animal, can we also take Timur on the Mizbech, or do we wait for Matzah Shabbos like they did in the desert? That's the Meshech Chochmah's answer. Let's do a recap, because then we'll have Marv. We can spend another week on this, for sure. Simple question is, the Bnei B'Seri had a question, what do you do Pesach Shecholiyas Erev Shabbos, or Erev Shabbos Cholias B'Pesach? What do you do with the animal? The question asked by a Rishon and many others, who never saw that Rishon until later, and discovered later, was, look at the desert. In the desert, they slaughtered the Pesach on Shabbos. So we have to come up with a point, like he said, of separating the desert carbon Pesach to nowadays. Nowadays means B'Dei B'Seri. But again, the first answer is just they didn't know it, or they didn't agree. That's two answers, maybe. One answer we gave was that the Lomdus, there was no Pesach Sheni originally, therefore they were forced to do it on Shabbos. One answer was that in the desert, it was only a carbon Pesach Tzibur. They wouldn't know about Yochid. And the third answer is that in the desert, they only did the slaughtering. They didn't do the Hakrava. And now the question is, can you also do the Hakrava? We'll stop here. There are other terutz, and maybe we'll do more next week. But this is tied into this week's